This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Almost $34 million in state lottery proceeds are going to preserve and expand access to Colorado landscapes. The grants are part of the Great Outdoors Colorado Centennial Program, which focuses on big-picture generational projects. These include building or revitalizing 276 miles of trails, complete habitat resilience projects in Fort Teeners and Chaffee County, and creating a comprehensive state biodiversity survey. Colorado's foster care youth will soon have their specific rights and freedoms spelled out in state law. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Colorado law already gave foster youth certain protections, but there were problems. A state bill would turn those protections, plus additional ones, into rights. Bill sponsor Senator Daphna Michelson-Janay.
The bill then also ensures that all foster youth get notice of these rights and provides an enforcement mechanism for youth when those rights are not being observed.
Rights include freedom from discrimination and harassment, access to basic care, education, and freedom of gender, cultural, and religious expression. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
For more news of the day, come to CPR.org. This is All Things Considered from CPR News. I'm Nathan Haffel. Thanks for being here this Tuesday afternoon. You know, blending families can be fraught, and much of the advice online, though well-intentioned, isn't based on evidence and might be counterproductive to fostering healthy step-sibling relationships. How to build healthier step-sibling relationships at 4:50, right here on All Things Considered. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's just about 4:06. So glad you're here.